203, we'll send that for those. If they have opportunity to take a board to supper this morning, they'll be able to do it this time. 203.
Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior, bearing shame and scoffing proof, in my place condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Guilty, bow and helpless we, spotless Lamb of God was he. Full atonement can it be? Hallelujah, what a Savior. Lifted up was he to die.
Lord's table has been left prepared for those who might not have had an opportunity this morning to partake of it. If you're present and are in need, would you please raise your hand? As we're about to offer the Lord's Supper again, let's focus our minds upon what this means, upon the sacrifice and the love that Jesus showed for us. Let's give thanks for the bread at this time. Most gracious and righteous Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer at this time, thanking you for this bread, which is Jesus' body that hung on the cross for our sins. And Father, we're so thankful for your love and your forethought to have the plan of salvation in place before the world began. We pray your blessings upon those who partake of it this time and help their help our minds to go back to the reason for that, for the love that Jesus showed for us, and those who partake to do so in a pleasing manner. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Would you raise your hands again? Bow with me as we offer thanks for the divine. Most gracious, righteous Heavenly Father, once again we come to you in prayer, thanking you for this fruit of the vine, which is Jesus' blood that was shed on the cross for our sin. Be with those who take up it at this time. May their minds go back to the cross and to the pain and the agony and the love that Jesus showed for us, that the way they partake of it would be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This concludes the offering of the Lord's Supper. Also, first day of the week, we're commanded to lay by in store for the members here who may not have had an opportunity this morning. We'll leave the offering plate up here for your convenience afterwards.
We'll sing 498, and then we'll, I believe Robert Tim will come up and read a short verse, and then we'll start our singing after that. And what we'll do is we'll start at the front, and each of the male members of the local work here, and our guest as well, if you're willing to and want to sing a song, you're more than welcome. And we'll move from the front to the back, one song apiece, and if we, in about 10 till, if you know, we'll stop and then we'll have a short invitation and then, of course, we'll offer an invitation song at that time. So before, we'll sing 498 at this time. 498.
Oh, think of the home over there by the side of the river of life, where the saints are immortal and fair.
Sing praises to you before the gods. I will bow down toward your holy temple. I will give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word according to all your name. On the day I called, you answered me. You made me bold with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth will give thanks to you, O Lord, when they have heard the words of your mouth. And they will sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is exalted, yet he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will accomplish what concerns me. Your loving kindness, O Lord, is everlasting. Do not forsake the works of your hands. Let's turn our psalm book now to number 362. familiar tune to most of us, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. We'll sing all four verses, and then Brother Dan, we'll work our way to the back.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord above. Arms unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surrounding, earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, hill and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed, wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou art our brother, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. Mortals, join the mighty chorus which the morning stars began. Father, love is reigning o'er us, brother, love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us onward in the triumph song of life.
Sing 111. Come we that love the Lord. Come we
that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord, join in a song with sweet accord, and thus around the throne, and thus around the throne. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God. The children of the heavenly King, the children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad, may speak their joys abroad. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. The hill of Zion yields a thousand sacred trees. Before we reach the heavenly fields, before we reach the heavenly fields, or walk the golden streets, or walk the golden streets. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Then let through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fairer world on high, to fairer world on high. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
Hey, Doc, 583. 583. Sing all three verses.
Sing to me, of heaven, sing that song of peace. From the toils that by me it will bring relief. Burdens will be lifted that are pressing so. Showers of great blessing o'er my heart will flow. Sing to me, O heaven, let me fondly dream of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven, sweetest song of all. Sing to me of heaven as I walk along, dreaming of the comrades that so long have gone. In a fairer region among the angel throng, they are happy as they sing that old sweet song.
Like the Son of Heaven. 8:42, a common love.
A common love for each other, a common gift to the Savior, a common bond holding us to the Lord, a common strength when we're weary, a common
about number 950.
We'll sing verses 1, 2, and 4. 1, 2, and 4.
Mm-hmm. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be.
Number 738. We will glorify the King of Kings. We'll sing all four verses.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify
first all the time. Turn page hymn number 883. Seek ye first.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Yeah.
for 274. 274. 274. I'm always encouraged by the visitors who get up here and leave, because they don't know the history of the songs we leave here. Sometimes they get up here and they lead a solo. But it's good that we have other visitors that can pitch in the songs that we know. So it's very encouraging. We're 274.
I have found a friend in Jesus, he's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, and him alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow he's my comfort, in trouble he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. For he all my griefs has taken, and all my sorrows borne. In temptation he's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for him forsaken, and all my idols torn from my heart, and now he keeps me by his power. Though all the world forsake me, and Satan tempt me sore, through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. He's a lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here, while I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna he my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory, to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Mark Nevins, we overlooked you.
That's quite all right. I have a problem with that.
You're not off the hook.
I'm not off the hook. You're going to do Avengers still?
Going through the song service, we had a central theme unbeknown to any of us, and that was the theme of heaven, either how to get there, what it would be like, and things of that nature. And one of the passages I want to bring to you, if you bear with me, is what it's going to be like in heaven. Just a quick glance. Go with me to Revelation chapter 5. I'd like to pick up in verse 6 and read about four verses. And I, being John, saw between the throne four with the four living creatures, and the elders a lamb standing as it flame, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God set out into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Then he had taken the book. Four living creatures, the 24 elders, fell down before the Lamb, each one holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Note verse 9. And they sang a new song, saying, worthy of you who take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe, every tongue, every people and nation. And you will make them to be a kingdom and priests to our God. And they will reign on the earth. We're going to be singing in heaven. If we don't like that here on earth, well, we're not going to like it up there. But even if we make it. I'd like to continue that thought with hymn number 138. A couple of our songs talks about Jesus and securing ourselves to him, and how the young should secure, and this is a song I believe that kind of ties in with how our journey here on earth to be. Sing all four hymns for us, please. 138. Y'all would please stand, get some oxygen, get the blood going. I know it's certainly cold.
Tempted and tried, we're all made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. Farther along we'll know all about it, farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. When death has come and taken our loved ones, it leaves our home so lonely and drear. Then do we wonder why others prosper, living so wicked year after year? Farther along we'll know all about it, farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Faithful till death, said our loving Master, a few more days to labor and wait. Toils of the road will then seem as nothing as we sleep through the beautiful gate. Farther along we'll know all about it, farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
I'll take the extra two. I was talking with Tim a little bit earlier here, and I thought that we would read a few verses and do something a little different tonight, since it's kind of a year end for us here. We won't be coming together as a church until next year. And so let's read a couple of passages, and then I'm going to tell you what I'm going to talk about tonight. Over in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, I mean, it's a familiar text to all of us, and it just says in verse 18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Back in the book of Philippians, turn back a couple of pages, Philippians chapter 1. Paul, writing to the brethren, said, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you." And then, back up a little bit more, a couple of pages, Ephesians. The first chapter, Ephesians chapter 1.
Verse 15, therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. What we thought we would do is, the Bible talks so much about being thankful. We are thankful to God. And as elders, Tim and I constantly are thankful to God for you all. And so what I thought I would do, there are many tasks that go on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, and on a yearly basis. It might be considered those thankless jobs. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to thank, practically, well, we will thank every member. Some are pointed out for a particular task that they do, but first of all, we want to thank the members here for supporting the eldership. As Tim and I try to be shepherds of the flock, it helps when you have sheep to follow, that will follow. And it means a lot to us. We appreciate your prayers and your encouragement over this past year, and that means a lot to us, and we hope and pray for good things to come in the year to follow if the Lord blesses us with the time. We want to personally thank the deacons for their efforts. We think of Mark Nevins and the job of looking after the teaching. That is not an easy task. I'm going to probably forget some other things of the task that they do, but some of the major things I'll remember, like Keith, and you think looking after a duty roster is an easy job, making sure that everybody gets to do what they want to do? Man, I pawned that job off as soon as I could. But it's an important job because you don't want to neglect members. You want them to develop their abilities, and I'll talk about that more specifically. And, of course, the website and other tasks that are involved in what he does. Mark Kaysen isn't here. I'm going to be emailing this out just because we've got about 20 members that are not here. You look around and say, Tuck, there isn't 20 chairs here. Well, that's true. We have enough for 70 people, but when we start getting up around 55 people visiting here or regulars that are here, and you have 20 away, do the math. Somebody's sitting on a table. But Mark Kaysen, for looking after the finances, that's not an easy task to do. And just looking after different things. And we appreciate the deacons and what they do here for the work. We especially want to thank the men for using their talents in public worship, developing their abilities. We appreciate that so much. It's so encouraging to us when we see one lead their first public prayer, their first or third song. Not mentioning Dan, but, you know, they're just those who are putting forth that effort. And it means so much. Just heading the table, doing the announcements. I'd sooner preach 100 sermons than do announcements. I know it sounds kind of funny, but just appreciate the men that are doing that, filling in the pulpit when I'm not around, sometimes when I get sick, often, lately. The ladies who prepare the Lord's Supper, and we appreciate what the effort that goes into that. You take it home, you're cleaning stuff up, and you have to lug it in. I mean, someday we'll have a building, okay? And someday you can leave it in a certain room. But until then, we really appreciate the effort that you're putting forth in. We want to thank the men and the ladies who are teaching classes. That means a lot. The adults and the children. It's so important for this congregation to see that we fill those duties. And we want to thank you men and you ladies for doing that. Specifically, Dan took over the task of editing the bulletin. I sent it off to him, and he has to, like, okay, I got to make sense of this. And so I appreciate that each and every week he gets the bulletin to edit that. I want to thank Mallory, Nikki, and Kelsey. We want to thank them. They type up the transcript. We can't do a TV program. When you're on a major network, you have to have closed captioning. It's the law. And so I send them the audio every week, and each one takes a turn. Samantha's done it a time or two. I heard that even Janet's going to take a stab at it this week. Any other volunteers are more than welcome. But we, the ladies, it doesn't take that long, does it, Mallory? It just, you know, you just have to listen and type up every word. And so we appreciate that effort. It has helped me tremendously. I want to thank all the members for those who are mailing out the bulletin every 2 weeks. We appreciate that. I mean, we've heard comments from people who get the bulletin. They look forward to it. And you guys are on top of it. I don't know how many of you come up to me and say, Chuck, I need last week's. I missed it. We ran out. And I'll make copies for you. You guys are keeping track. That's important. It's not like you're going, I'll just send them one this week. So they missed a week. Who cares? It's important. And I appreciate the efforts you guys are putting forth to make sure that gets out.
We want to thank you for making all the members for making our visitors feel welcome. You get visitors all the time. And it just warms our hearts to see that you'll go up and talk to them and make them feel at home here. We want to thank those. Now, this is none of these are slams for those who don't, but we're trying to praise people. You say, well, I haven't volunteered that much. Well, this isn't a slam for those who don't, but for those who do, and maybe it encourages you to do things. We really want to thank those who arrive early. You say, well, Chuck, why are you centering that out? Well, because many times, we'll look at the duty roster and we'll see people that are out of town. And those who arrive early jump in and they fill those spots. And we appreciate it. Had to happen this morning. Lori couldn't make it. You know, and so, you know, those who are early enough, and so, you know, we picked on the first one. So maybe that's why you come late. But anyways, but coming early, I said, Trey, please, jump in. Can you pitch in for us? And absolutely. And others have been doing that throughout the year. But you know what? If you come late, you never really know that. And so we really appreciate those who are there to fill those spots when there's a need. And want to thank the church for doing their task as brethren on an individual basis. It might not be a work of the church, but we hear stories. We hear brethren coming to the aid of other brethren. You know, and I hear about, you know, meal lists and things like that, and those who are sick, and, you know, and I hear stories of people having brethren over and visitors into their homes. It just warms our hearts to see that there's that closeness there, that willingness to want to help each other out. And that's great. That's wonderful. I want to thank the brethren who are good at inviting their friends out and their neighbors and doing what they can to try to set up studies and things like that. That is so encouraging. Thank those men who are on the rotation for helping out on the radio program. It's so encouraging. Today, you know, it makes it all worthwhile when somebody calls up today and just says, I listen all the time. Yes, can I take the correspondence course? And we pray about those things. And so we as elders want you to know that we constantly keep you in our prayers. And we want to be approachable. We're thankful for you so much. And make sure that you take advantage of us. If there's something on your heart, there's something that you want to talk about, we hope that we are approachable to you. We hope and pray for good things, like we say, with this next year. We may get a building. At this stage, I'm like you. Are we ever going to start the renovations? And every week the architect says, well, they said it's going to be this week. They said it's going to be this week. That's been going on for months. But we hope and pray within this next year that we will be in our own new place that the Lord blesses with time, and that everything works out. And so this was a giving of thanks invitation, so to speak, for all our members here, for all the good work that you do. And I've probably even overlooked something. So we just didn't even mention this. And I do that. Well, we appreciate that. We do. And I don't remember what it is, but I mean, we do appreciate what you do. And you shouldn't go through life feeling that what you do is unimportant. It's important to the Lord, it's important to us, and it doesn't go unnoticed. Unless I forgot something and then I noticed. Now, we don't want to close without an invitation. There's no greater joy than being part of the body of Christ. You know, on a personal basis of gospel, we talk about it's great becoming a Christian because of all the benefits. People talk about getting a job offer. Well, what are the fringe benefits here? Well, man, you get this penthouse office, you know, and you're going to get 4 weeks vacation, and we're going to give you a signing bonus. Man, that's kind of cool. All those benefits. Well, becoming a Christian, Chuck, what are the fringe benefits of that? Well, first of all, the biggest thing. Becoming a Christian means your past sins are gone and you have a relationship with the Lord. Your sins are washed away by the blood of Christ. You need to be baptized into Christ, Acts 22 and verse 16. Arise and be baptized, wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. But you're not going to call upon him by acknowledging his authority unless you know who he is. There are prerequisites. But obviously that's the biggest one. But I'll tell you, what we've just been talking about a few minutes ago is another great benefit. We just talked about our brothers and sisters. Being a part of God's family, what a wonderful thing. The Lord adds you to his church. He adds you. And on our radio program today, we talked about how that Paul traveled down in Acts chapter 9. He wanted to join himself to the disciples that are there. That's what happens. Brethren want to identify with the local work. They want to become a part of the church. We come together as a church. We had a visitor last week who was kind of arguing with us, and he was visiting with us, and he wanted to straighten this out, but, you know, oh, I'm the church. No. You might be considered a member of the church, but you're not the church. We come together as a church. We make up the body of Christ, and what a wonderful blessing that is. You want to have that sense of belonging. You belong to the local body of Christ. But the Lord does it. He adds you, and then you identify with the local Lord. Yes, there's a lot of benefits to becoming a child of God. Having forgiveness of sin, that's a great one. Because those of us that have obeyed the gospel, we know that when we transgress, we can go to our Father and pray for forgiveness of sin. You can't do that if you're not a Christian. You know that? If you're not a Christian, you can't say, God, please forgive me of my sins. Because you're not in Christ. Because in Christ are all spiritual blessings, and one of them is the forgiveness of sin. You need to get into Christ. And there's only two passages that tell you how to get into Christ. And that's Romans 6:3 and Galatians 3:27. You have to be baptized into Christ. That's where all the spiritual blessings are found. Which means outside of Christ, you enjoy zero blessings, spiritually. So tonight, where are you? We praised our God. Let it not be lip service. Let's make sure we're right with Him. He loved your praises tonight if you're walking in the light. But if you're not, we're here to help in any way. If you're subject to the invitation, let it be known. We stand together and sing 655.
There's a fountain
free just for you and me. Let us haste, oh haste, to its spring. There's a fount of love from the source above, and He bids us all freely drink. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty soul.
Visitors, let you know we are glad you are here. You're our honored guest, and we hope you come back anytime that you are in the area. I think everything has been announced. I only have one question. Is there school this week? Do we know that?
Thursday.
So we should be good till Wednesday. Yeah, so we should be able to leave everything where it's at. That's a good thing. So. If there's nothing else that needs to be announced, we'll have a closing prayer at this time.
Our dear and most loving Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this privilege we had to come together with brothers and sisters to sing these songs of praise unto You. And it's such a wonderful blessing that You give to us, dear Father. And someday, when you call for us and we have a home in heaven, we'll sing songs of praises in an unending day. And we look forward to that day, dear Father, when we can be with you. And we pray that in the meantime, we will be obedient unto thee, and that we will continue to do our best, dear Father, each and every day to reach out unto those that are lost, that are without hope, have no hope of heaven. So we need to do our best, dear Father, to use those tools that we have to help lead them to you while there's still yet time. Now, be with us as we depart from this place, and we pray that we'll meet at the next appointed time again, once again, safely, and forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings. In Jesus' dear name, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.